This sheet is dedicated to the Refuah Shleimah of Chaim Yisocher ben Chaya Moshkat, our dear friend Chaim Feigenbaum, and I request that we all have kavona when we learn this Torah. Also, it should be the Refuah Shleimah for Yitzchok Yaakov ben Basya Sora, Dr. Belazon from Teaneck, New Jersey, one of the special people I know, a true Ben Torah and a great doctor and a man of tremendous chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send him a refuah shleimah min hashamayim l'ramach evorov l'shesa agidov, and he should have aliches yomim with his family. The topic we will be discussing today is one of the more central, important, and fascinating topics in Torah and in Halacha. This week's parasha deals primarily with the mitzvahs of Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. However, I always prefer dealing with Hilchas HaChag B'Chag, and not in the middle of the year, and therefore I decided that what we will be discussing today is a basic principle that is relevant by Pesach, by Matzah, by Maror, and by many other mitzvahs. The concept of Shiurim, Shiurei Torah. Kezayis, Levias, Kasefes, Gregeres, and other shiurim. First half of the shiur will be dealing with the essential and basic idea of shiurim, and the second part of the shiur will be dealing with the big controversy in the achronim. I would assume that each and every one of you is aware of the two different sets of shiurim, known in our days as the shiurim of the Chazon Ish and Reb Chaim Noah. Everybody knows there are two different sets, two different opinions, two different shittes, but very few people know what this controversy is all about, and I will try to present it in a very simple way, and after explaining the opinions of Chazon Ish and Reb Chaim Noah, I will go on to offer my personal feeling on this issue, which is somewhat of a new mahalach. First of all, three places in Shas. Brochus Mem Aleph Omid Beis, Erev in Dalad Omid Aleph, and Sukkah Hei Omid Beis, and three sugis in Shas Chazal. Darshan the Posek, Shivas Aminim Shinishtabchu Behem Eretz Yisrael, and Chazal interpret this Posek as a remez to the various shiurim, Kezayas Ba'uchlin, Revias Bemashkin, Kosebes, Bachile Biyama Kippurim, Grogeres, Bamalachas Shabbos, and so on. However, in two places, in Masechet Erevin and Masechet Sukkah, the Gemara says that all the Shiurim are Aloch Alam Moshe Nesinai, and the Posek is Asmachta Ba'alma. However, in Brochus from Malachom and Beis, in our Gersa, the Gersa that appears in Shas Vilna, the Gemara says that Shiurim are Midrabbanon, Vekro Asmachta Ba'alma, seemingly stating that the various shiurim are not min haTorah, but rather midrabbanan. There is a fourth sugya, and that is in Yumei Peyumid Beis, where the Gemara says, shiurim shel oinshin, halacha l'moshe Sinai, and it seems to indicate that only the shiurim of oinshin is halacha l'moshe Sinai. However, other shiurim that do not deal with oinshin, with punishment, with avedis, but rather mitzvahs, or mikveh, or various shiurim regarding dinei eruv and Shabbos, those are not halacha l'moshe Sinai, which would be a surprise, not going as far as the Gemara in Brochus that seems to indicate that all the shiurim, the entire spectrum, is halacha l'moshe Sinai, but in Yumid of Pei, it would seem to indicate that Shiurim Shel Onshim is Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. Other Shiurim may not be Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. There is an additional interpretation in Masechet Yuma, and the Gemara says that the Shiurim were Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. However, they were forgotten in due time, and Chazlum the Yizdum. After the Shiurim were forgotten, Chazal, with their Koyach HaTorah, brought back those Shiurim. Acherem Oimrem, I'm quoting the Roshan of the Gemara. Beis Dino Shul Yavetz Tiknun, Vokseh Veila Mitzvahs, Eina Novi Roshayel Chadesh Dove Miyato, Elo, Shachachum, V'Chazru, V'Yizdum. So these are the four relevant sugyas in Shas. Erev and Avdalat, Sukkot, Dafei, Brochas, Vemalach, Omid Beis, and Yume, Dafei, Omud Aleph. I think I mistakenly said a few moments ago, Pei, Omid Beis, and actually is Yume, Dafei, Omud Aleph. Maratzchias in his Agos and Brochas argues that it is a gerasa mishubeshes. It's not the right gerasa, and he argues there is no such shitta that Shiurim Armid Rabbonon, the proper gerasa, and he also proves his argument from the Rambam, Hagdomas Rambam, Tushas, and Parashah Mishnah, the proper gerasa would be in Brochas, as is in Erevin and in Sukkah, Shiurim Ar Halacholam Oishim Sinai, and the posik is in Asmachta. However, twice in Yerushalmi, Masechet Peah Beis Amud Aleph and Masechet Chagigah Daled Amud Beis, it is twice in Yerushalmi that we find explicitly a shitta, actually the shitta of two Amaruim, Rav Yoina and Rav Hoshaya. They say that Shiurim are Midrabonon, and in Yerushalmi nobody offers a different gerusa. The Yerushalmi says that Rabbi Yochanan maintains Shiurim Ar Halacholam Oishim HaSinai, and that substantiates the argument of the Maratzchias, because Brochas Memalach Omid Beis, the one that says Shiurim Derabonon, is Rabbi Yochanan, and according to this Gerasa, Rabbi Yochanan contradicts his own opinion in Yerushalmi. So that would dafka substantiate what the Maratzchias argues in Brochas and Bavli. But on the other hand, there is a Befresh Shitta in Yerushalmi that Shiurim are Midrabonon. To me, the mere assumption, the mere possibility that Shiurim are Midrabonon is something almost unacceptable, very unreasonable. First of all, there's a very famous sugya which appears in Bavli and in Yerushalmi. The machloikis de Yochanan v'Reish Lakish, whether Chotzeh Shiur also mena Torah or Chotzeh Shiur is not also mena Torah. If there are no Shiurim mena Torah, how would we explain Chotishir? So one could argue Rabbi Yochanan is Shitosa. Rabbi Yochanan says Shiurim Ar Halacholam Oishim HaSinai, so is Shitosoi. Chotishir is a relevant question. But we do not find anywhere in Shas or the Rishonim to bring up the argument that Chotishir is just a concept that is irrelevant because there are no Shiurim in the Torah. And the mere fact that nobody brings up this argument usually proves that such an argument is impossible, because everybody would agree that Shiurim are Yuraisa. I think it goes beyond that. I have come to the conclusion many years ago with a broad overview of Shas. One could categorize kol divrei chachamim and fit them into three different categories. Chachamim were goyis gzeiros, they were metakim takonos, and they also instituted mitzvahs. Gzeiros are what Chazal defined in the first perek of Masechta Sotos, asu siag le'toira. In Yevamos Chof Aleph, Chazal bring the basic source that it is the duty of Chachamim to be goyis gzeiros from the posuk Ushmartam es mishmarti asu mishmeres lemishmarto shel Torah. So Shvusim and Shabbos, Shmiras D'Arayos, many gzeiros in very many various areas of Torah. Let's just take as an example the first Mishnah Brochas, Kriya Shema ad Alois Shachar Omer Chachamim ad Chatzos. These are all siyogim and gezeiros. Chazal were also mechadash mitzvahs. The most common example is brochas, the many, many brochas. Chayavodam levorach mei brochas b'chol yom. Besides brochas amozon, and according to some opinions, brochas atzoyra, all the other brochas are midrabonon. And that includes brochas amitzvah, and brochas anen, and brochas ashevach, brochas aidoye. According to the Ramban, Tefillah is midrabonon. It is difficult even to imagine a biblical Jew, that is a Yid that doesn't daven, doesn't go to shul, because if there's no mitzvah Tefillah, there's no need for botei knesios. There is no kriyas atoida midiuraisa, no Tefillah diuraisa, no brochas diuraisa. So besides gzeiros, Chachamim instituted many mitzvahs. And those mitzvahs are the shleimus in avodas Hashem. So besides mitzvahs and gzeiros, Chazal were also metaken tikkunos. Tikkunos in different aspects and different realms of our lives. Some tikkunos are family tikkunos, family oriented, in the relationship between husband and wife, parents and children. Ksuba is a machlokes whether it's delais derabanan. Achilles peres, masiodeo, mezainoseo, all these are midarabanan. Some tikkunos relate to the business world. Tikkunos hashuk, tikkunos halokhim, shiabud, according to the mandoma, shibud alav diuraisa. We have many tikkunos hashavim, tikkunos that Chazal were metaken to encourage people to repent, to do tshuva. So, kol divrei chachamim fit into one of the three categories, gzeiros, tikkunos, and mitzvahs. Why in the world would Chazal be metaken shiurim? If min haTorah, a person is over an aveilus tleifus, minim hatmeim, the culture, why would Chachamim be makel and say he's not over only an ashir? What is the rationale and the logic underlying the din of shiurim? Doesn't make sense. It's not a gzeira, it's not a tikkun, it's not a mitzvah. And therefore, to me, it is extremely simple that shiurim must be deoraisa. So how do we understand the various sources in which we find shiurim derabanan? I want to offer three different approaches. Two of gedolei achronim, number three, which would be my mahalach. The Tzlach comes up with an extremely interesting argument. In Tzlach, Beit Zayin Amid Beis. The Tzlach says, maybe. The various shiurim are alocha l'mashon Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu got from a Kodesh Baruch Hu list. And on that list we have Kazayis, Revius, Koseves, Groigeres, Asorot Tfokim, Memso. But a Kodesh Baruch Hu did not tell Moshe which shiur applies to which din, to which halacha, to which mitzvah or aveira. And Moshe and other Chachmei Yisrael had to apply their depth of understanding, profound wisdom, to determine which shiur would apply to which mitzvah. So in principle, somebody might think Arboim So is the shiur of Kiddush, Kiddush Beleil Shabbos. Maybe you have to drink Arboim So, I don't know. Revius might be shiur Tevila. Well, then only a midget, not a midget, a Lilliputian, only they could be Tevila and Revius. Actually, the shiur of Tevila's Kalim is a Revius. I just took things to their extreme. But the basic argument of the Tzlach is, the shiurim are halacha l'moshe b'Sinai, but the application, which shiur, to which din, to which mitzvah, to which aveira, to which halacha, that is the sfora of Chazal. And that is what we mean when we say shiurim derabanan. I just want to bring similar chidushim from other areas of Torah. It shouldn't seem to be so far-fetched. The Placey brings up a similar argument in a totally different area, in Hilchus Treifus. The Placey is in the Yoredei Simchof Tes at the beginning of Hilchus Treifus, and the Placey deals with a big question. On one hand, Chazal say, Chai Treifus or Alocha L'Moshe M'Sinai. On the other hand, in various sources, in Gemara and in Alocha, Chazal deal with questions. Is it treifa? Is it not treifa? And the Gemara says, we could prove by checking whether the animal would live, because treifa lo chaye. So, Haru Chazal argue b'svora when chai treifas are alocha l'moshe m'Sinai. And this is a question brought up by the Rishonim. The place offers a very interesting solution to this dilemma. The place says, maybe the various treifas and blemishes are alocha l'moshe m'Sinai. Nizdak, nikav, nishbar, but which mumim apply to which of the bodily organs, that is the svora of Chazal. That's a similar svora to the Tzlach, but in a totally different area. Another source, similar source, would be Tosfos, twice in Shabbos. Shabbat Tzadik Zayin Amid Beis, we find places dealing with the question, could a person be done a Gzeira Shava on his own from his own Sfor? Because basically we know that the Yud Gimel Midas Shatoyla Nedresh Shizbeh must be Bekabola, not Besvora. The only one of the Yud Gimel Midas which a person could be done from his own is Kal V'Chomer, because Kal V'Chomer is based on pure logic, but not Gzeira Shava. On the other hand, we find many Plictus in Shas regarding Gzeira Shavas. So Tosfos in Shabbos Tzadik Zayin says, Haloch Moshe Messina is only the general number of Gzeira Shavas, but which are the ones that Chachmei Yisrael, the Tanuim, use their Sfora and logic and reasoning to be Doidish Gzeira Shava. There's another choice, there's also Masechet Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, according to the interpretation of Maharam Melublin. Tosfos says that Tosfos goes beyond what they say in Tzadik Zayin. And Tosfos says, what's Halacha L'Moshe Messina is, which words coincide of Gzeira Shavas, but not where and when, and what are the halachas that we learn from the Gzeira Shava? That is Svora and not Halacha L'Moshe Messina. I just wanted to point out similar Svoras in different areas of Torah, but that is the general approach of the Tzlach. An approach I find very far-fetched, but interesting. The Netziv has a more reasonable interpretation in the introduction to his magnificent Sefer on She'iltas D'Rav Chai Gaon, the introduction to Hamek Shala. The Netziv says that whenever we find a source, the Shurim D'Rabbanan, we must understand it in the light of the Gemara in Yomid Daf Pei, which I quoted just a few moments ago. Shurim Halacha L'Moshe Messinai, but they were forgotten. The Gemara says, in the days of mourning, after Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, va'ala b'sahara ha-shamayim, 3,000 halachas were forgotten, ve'echziron Otniel ben Kenaz be'pil pulo. Yavitz, who was one of the great disciples of Moshe Rabbeinu, restored those 3,000 halachas with the koyach of his pilpul. So, the Netziv argues that this must be in the interpretation when we say Shulim d'Rabbanan. Originally, they definitely were Halacha L'Moshe Messinai. They might have been forgotten, and Chachomim restored them, brought them back, b'svorim v'b'pilpul. We have a little sefer on Sukkah and on Yume from the Briskerov, and in that Sugya and Yume, the Briskerov argues the same svora as the Netziv. When we say Shulim d'Rabbanan, this is what we mean. Okay, so I presented the approach of the Netziv and Briskerov on one hand, the Tzlach on the other hand. Let me just give you my opinion, which is Atshiyah ve'akosav ashlishi v'yachruya b'neihem. There is a very, very basic axiom in Torah Shebal Peh, which I deal with quite often, and I wrote a lengthy essay about this in Minchas Osho Dvorim Simen Chov Zayin. What I mean is the concept of Nimsa Hadavar L'chachomem. This is a concept we only find twice in the entirety of Shas, in Chagiga, Daf Yud Ches, and in Pchodes Chovov Amud Beis. I have dealt with this concept at length in the past, and as I just mentioned before, I wrote a lengthy article about this in Minchas Osho and Devorim. Therefore, I will not go into a very lengthy discussion today, just making the basic point in as much as is needed to come back and offer my interpretation of the concept of Shiurim. There are sugyas in the Torah in which Chachamim offer not only commentary but legislation. It sounds better in Lashon HaKodesh, I say. The entire Torah is Nimsa L'Chachamim. There is not one posik in Torah Nevi'im V'Ksuvim. There is not one mitzvah or aveda or concept that we really understand without Torah Shebal Peh. The Karoim, the Tzadokim, the Baitoisim, they wanted to cut off Torah Shebal Peh from Klal Yisrael and accept only the Tanakh, but we are not Karoim. And it is one of the most basic pillars of our Emunah and Hashkafa, that Torah Shebichsav without Torah Shebal Peh is something which is totally unacceptable and is totally void of meaning. So the entire Torah is Nimsal HaChomem. However, the entire Torah is Nimsal HaChomem Lefaresh. There are very specific areas in which Chachomim have the koyach, lo rak keparshanim, ela gam kemechokekim. And what are those areas? I wrote three different klolim, three different categories. I will not discuss all three. Just the most basic one. When the Torah gives us a klal that must have protim, a general rule that must have detail, and the Torah neither gives us the details, the protim, neither the Torah gives us a key. We shall understand the protim on our own. The only way to understand this phenomenon is to say, Nimsa Dov Lachachomim. It is as if a Kodesh Baruch Hu told Chachmi Yisrael, I'm just going to give you the general concept and I want you to fill in the details. And in that case, Divrei Chachomim ki Divrei Torah heim, ki Divrei Torah mamish, the Divrei Chachomim are diuraisa. And in those cases, the Chachomim have the full authority not only to explain, to comment, to elaborate, but also to legislate. V'yesh b'koychom lahokel l'fi atzorach, lo rak l'fi asvorah, ela gam l'fi atzorach. And I want to give three examples. One is the basic source, as I mentioned before, Chagigi Yud Ches, the Gemara says, Malachas Chalamoid Nimsar l'chachomim. So, some are trying to maintain that it's a drabbonon, and that is what Chazal means, Nimsar l'chachomim. But many Rishonim maintain, and that is the halachic ruling of the Beis Yosef and Siman Tov Kuf Lamed, Malachas Chalamoid Asurim Midiuraisa. So some Rishonim ask, how could that possibly be? Chazal were maker bedover oved. How could monetary laws be enough to be matir an Isur Diuraisa? That is done something which is totally impossible. Never can we be maker. Monetary laws cannot override an Issur D'oraisa. Monetary laws is relevant only when we're dealing with the Rabbonah, not when we're dealing with the D'oraisa. So how would we understand the din of Dover Ovid? So the Beis Yosef explains, and that is the opinion of many Rishonim. Malachas Chalamoid is also in the Torah. But the Torah asks us a malacha, the Torah doesn't give us the faintest idea what would define a malacha. Regarding Shabbos and Yom Tov, we know Malachas HaMishkan. But regarding Malachas Chalamoid, how would we know what is a malacha? And therefore, Nimsa Dov Lachachomim. V'kivan she-Nimsa Dov Lachachomim, they have the authority to be makel as they find fitting. And therefore, Chachamim were makel b'davar oved. They were makel in various malachas and chalamoyed, letzorech hamoyed, even though, basically, it is an issur d'oraisa. We find the same idea in Inui b'Yom HaKippurim. Some Rishonim argue that chameshes Inuim, including Rechitza, cannot be also in a Torah. For in Yom Ha'in Tesumet Beis, Chazal were makel for a melech, a king, or a bride, a kala. They were makel for a kala, kedei lachabav al baalo. They were makel for a king, mishum kloid malchus. Kloid malchus. And with all due respect to a kala, and we really wish that her husband will love her for the rest of his life, but these principles cannot override in the city of Rice. So how were Chazal Mekel? So Tosis Yishonim and Yuma argue, this proves that we're dealing with an Issur D'Rabbanon. The Ran says, Rechitza is also Menatzoy Rebbe Yom HaKippurim. How are Chazal Mekel? The Koyach Shinimsa B'Yodom. And it's the same idea. The Torah says, Tanos Nafshir Seichem. But the Torah doesn't give us the faintest idea. How do we define Inui? Does a person have to bang his head on the wall? Does he have to sleep on the floor? What is considered inui? They not only interpret what is inui, they also have the authority to be mekel lefi atzorach, and they use that authority when they said when they ruled that the chitz is permissible for a kala or a king. The third example, and that will be enough for us today, the third example would be a fascinating sugi in Perek Lulav HaGozel. Lulav HaYavesh is posel, and the reason it's posel is because it's not hodor. However, the Gemara says, B'shas Adchak, person could use a Lulav HaYavesh. Some Rishonim say, without a bracha, because it's posel min HaTorah. The Rosh Siman Yudalet, Perek Lulav HaGozel says one could make a bracha on Lulav HaGozel. This is something totally unreasonable. Chachamim usually passel something that's kosher min HaTorah. But nowhere in Shas do we find Chachamim or Machshir something that's posel min HaTorah. That is beyond their authority. So, Chodor is a din d'oraisa. How could Chachamim be mi Machshir a Lulav HaYavesh? To the extent that a person could make a bracha. The Rosh explains, Nimsa Dova B'Yoda. How do we understand that? The Torah says Hodo, but the Torah doesn't say, what is Hodo? And therefore, Nimsa B'Yoda, V'yesh B'Yoda, L'Hakel. There are many more examples that I brought. In the article I mentioned before, Minchas Osher Devorim Simchot Zion, I think these three would suffice, would be enough for us today. And what I mean to argue is, Shiurim definitely are min HaTorah. Chazal understand that they've got to be min HaTorah. Baruch Avdatam, Ba'omeg Binatam, Uberuach Kodsham. Chazal understood that mitzvahs, aveiros, other deeds and acts of Torah must have a certain diffus, a certain methodology, a certain stance. It is totally unreasonable that a person could be yotze achilas matzah or mor or korban pesach or whatever it is, with a culture, with a speck, with anything that is as big as a grain of salt. It doesn't make sense. Either in the realm of mitzvahs or in averus, if a person has to take dalat minim, it's not reasonable that a lulav could be as big as a finger, and a mikveh could just have any amount of water. Chazal understood that there's got to be shiurim, but the Torah doesn't say what the shiurim are. Nimsa hadavar lachachom, and this is one of the areas in which nimsa hadavar lachachom. So on one hand, it is defined as derabanan, because according to this opinion, it's not halacha mishnah Sinai. It has no biblical source, but in essence, it's a d'oraisa. Bekoach shenimsor biyodam. That is my interpretation of the various sources in which we find shiurim derabanan. I think this is the way to understand the Gemara in Yuma and Tess, when the Gemara says, why is the Shiur Achila B'Yom HaKippurim Kuseves and not Kezayis? Kimru L'Chachomim Do B'Hochem Yaz V'Dati Do Adam. The concept of Yom Kippur is Yisuv V'Daiti, Yeshuv Adas, and Chachomim understand that is the Shiur of Yisuv V'Daiti. This Gemara seems to indicate that it's a Svora. On the other hand, Halacha L'Mashon HaSinai, I think the interpretation has got to be that, okay, maybe the basic ideas of Halacha L'Mishnah Sinai, but Chachamim are the ones that defined what would be the shiur to the different and various halachas. I also want you to check Rashi in Beit Zayin Amid Beis. We have the opinion of Beis Shammai that the shiur of Chametz B'Pesach is also Kiseves, and Rashi offers two different approaches. Either Beis Shammai maintains that Chametz is the same concept as Yom Kippurim, and Rashi quotes the Gemara in Yuma, Yeshuv Edaita, or Halacha L'Mishnah Sinai. So maybe the two different interpretations of Rashi coincide with the various opinions, whether Shiurim are Halacha L'Mishnah Sinai, or rather the Rabbanon, according to my understanding, Nimsa Hadavar Lechachamim. So up to this point, we actually explained the essence of Shiurei Torah. I would like to take a few minutes now to give a brief summary of the Shiurim controversy. As we all know, the shiurim of the Chazon Ish are much larger than the shiurim of Reb Chaim Noah. The basic minig is Reb Chaim Noah, but the Chazon Ish is not really Chazon Ish. It starts off with the Tzlach more than 200 years ago. The Tzlach, and in the footsteps of the Tzlach, the Chasam Sofer and the Beis Ephraim and many other Gedolim up to the Chazon Ish. What is the question? We find two different sets of shiurim in Torah. One is shiurei nefach. I have a problem with my English. What is nefach? Maybe we would define nefach as size, quantity. I mean the shiurim of kezayis, revias, kebeitze, grogeres, koiseves. These are all shiurei nefach. We find a different set of shiurei orech. Agudal, zeret, tefach, amma. And in larger stretches, mil, parsa, some of the shiurei orech that we are all very familiar with is alpayim amah of tchum Shabbos, asorat tfochim of mechitzes Shabbos and mechitzes Sukkah, dalat tfochim of lulav. So we have two different sets of shiurim: shiurei orech and shiurei nefach. Shiurei nefach apply to Pesach, Matzah, Moroya. Shiurei orech to lulav, esrog, arova. Esrog maybe is an exception. Lulav, arova, hadasim, mechitzes, and various other halachas. The correlation between the two is found in Psochim Kufta Somed Aleph. Omer Chizda, revias shel Torah. Etzba'ayim al etzba'ayim berum etzba'ayim v'chatzi etzba v'chomish etzba. So Rav Chisda in his time figured out what would be the relationship between shiurei orach based on etzba'ot agudalim and shiurei nefach, one of them being the revias. If we know the shiur of revias, we also know the shiur of beitz and kezayis and kesevis and all the others, because we know the relationship between revuas alug and beitzim and kezayis. Kezayis is either chotzi beitz or shlish beitz. So based on Rav Chisda, Psochim Kuftes and Medalef, we could figure out all the shiurei nefach according to shiurei haorach. More than 200 years ago, the Tzlach found an inconsistency between the two different systems. When the Tzlach came to Prague to be the rabbi of Prague, he found a kli which was used by the Tosfos Yom Tov, a vessel determining the exact size of Chiyuv Challah, which is Mem Gimel Beitzim. Based on Rav Chisda, the Tzlach made another vessel based on Shiurei Haorech, and the quantity fitting into that kli, that vessel, was almost double the size, double the quantity of the kli of the Tosfos Yom Tov based on Mem Gimel Beitzim. To solve that mystery, that dilemma, the Tzlach reached the conclusion that our Beitzim are half the size of the Beitzim B'yamei Chazal. The only logical conclusion being that we almost have to double all the shiurei nefach in order to find the proper correlation between the two sets of shiurim. And that was the ruling of the Tzlach, as elaborated in Tzlach Psochim Kuftes. The Chasam Sofer and the Beis Ephraim, two great gedolim, and one generation after the Tzlach, accepted his ruling wholeheartedly. The Chazon Ish in our times followed in their footsteps. Rav Chaim Noah and the Minchas Baruch was one of the great Gedolim almost 100 years ago, a bit more than 100 years ago actually. They argue to protect the Minag and the shit of the Tosfos Yom Tov. So the only way to find an alternative explanation to the inconsistency and the contradiction between the two different sets of shiurim would be to argue maybe our etzbois are bigger than those of our predecessors, which isn't a very acceptable argument. So the Michas Baruch and Abchaim Noah came out with alternative arguments. One would be the Agudal should be measured not by the upper digit, but maybe by the lower digit, which is closer to the palm, which usually is a bit narrower than the other digit, which is farther from the palm. The Mechaz Boruch argued, maybe we have to look at not at the breadth of the Agudal, but how thick it is. Not how wide it is, but rather how thick it is, and that is about 3/4 of the width of the Agudal. And therefore, according to Abraham and the Mechaz Boruch, the proper measurement should be Shiurei Nefach, and they compromise with the Shiurei Orech. The Tzlach and the Chazon Ish felt to the contrary. The proper Shiur would be the Shiurei Orech, and they compromise with the Shiurei Nefach, arguing that the Beitzim were bigger once upon a time. So if we say the Beitzim were bigger, that means that the Kazesim are bigger, the Raviyas are bigger, everything is bigger, because all the Shiurei Nefach are more or less dependent one on the other. Those are the two basic approaches regarding Shiurei Torah. Now, let me just offer you my opinion, and I say this, many times I say, if I would be living 800 years ago, I would say this or that. Today, I don't have to go back 800 years to the times of the Rishonim. If I would be living 200 years ago, this is what I would suggest. The Chazon Ish discusses this matter at great length in Kuntes HaShiurim in Sima Lamed Tes, Chazon Ish Or HaChaim. The Chazon Ish quotes Tshuvas HaGaonim, fascinating Tshuvas HaGaonim. The Tshuvas HaGaonim explains why are the Shiurim in natural objects different types of fruits or foodstuffs? Zayas, Kriseves, Groigeres, Beitze, and not in definitive measurements. Tshuvas HaGaonim explains, it would be virtually impossible to keep the proper Mesoida for thousands of years. The wandering Jew went from one system to the other, one country to the other, one continent to the other. How would we keep the sacred rules of Shiurei Torah? Well, even in our modern times, some countries have the metric system. America is an exception. Instead of dealing with yards and centimeters, in America our measurements are feet and inches. The entire world talks about kilometers, and America talks about miles. Throughout the ages, there were many different systems. So how would we ensure that we really have the proper shiurim? And therefore, Chazal spoke about objective things, which are fruits. These fruits or eggs will always be with us. And that is why the shiurim were given in an objective set of measurements. Tshuvas HaGaonim deals with Shiurei Nefach, but I think the same logic would apply, the same rationale would apply to Shiurei Orech. The Shiurei Orech refer to limbs in a person's body. Etzba, Agudal, Zeret, Tefach, Amma, because this is the only way to preserve, safeguard, and ensure throughout the ages that we have the proper shiurim. According to Tshuvas HaGaonim, the Chazon Ish assumes that even if there might be some changes throughout hundreds or thousands of years, I mean, many things affect the prados of the earth. The earth, the air, the sun, chemicals, who knows? Who knows? You know, there are some changes in the life of and the size of animals. Probably nutrition would be a basic factor. So there might be some changes in the size of olives or eggs, but in every generation has the shiurim that are relevant to the zeisim of that generation. And I would assume the same would apply to amo, etzba, and the same. And therefore, my basic opinion is this, regarding to halachas that are dependent on nefach, shiurei nefach are always overriding. Regarding the halachas that are dependent on orech, mechitzes, Shabbos and Sukkah, Tchum Shabbos, Lulav, Hodos V'Arava, the overriding system will always be Zeres Etzba, Amo Tefach. And if there is an inconsistency, the solution would be very simple. The halachas that are dependent on Nefach, the overriding system is Shiurei Nefach. The halachas that are based on orach, the overriding system would be shiurei orach. That would be my basic assumption, and to me it seems far more logical than the other two approaches, the tzlach and the chazanish on one hand, minchas baruch and abchayim noah on the other. So this brings our discussion of shiurim to a conclusion. I would just like to share some thoughts with you on Parshas Bo'i. And anybody that knows me knows precisely, guesses in advance what I speak about Parshas Bo'i, because Parshas Bo'i is the source of the magnificent Ramban that I quote quite often. The Ramban explains why it is of such great importance that we remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. מן הניסים הגדולים והמפרסומים עוד המועד בניסים הנסתורים שהם יסוד כל התוירה כולו שאין לנו חלק בתוירס מוישת שנדע שכל דברינו ומקוינו הם ניסים הם והם טבע ומנהוגו של אוהלם. The Ramban says the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu perform miracles for us and those miracles are preserved in our hearts is only from those supernatural events we have to learn to appreciate the natural miracles, the ongoing ones. And my personal feeling, the miracle of nature is the most magnificent and most significant and most remarkable and beautiful nace miracle we ever experienced in this world. Why was Hanukkah 8 days? So the Poskim explain, if the candle lit one day, Shaloka Derech HaTev, it's a miracle. 2 days is a greater miracle. 8 days is an unbelievable miracle. So what would we say about the miracle of nature, which has been going on not for one day, 2 days, 8 days, but for thousands of years, according to our Divrei Chazal, 6,000 years, Erev Avoikev Etzoraim, 24/7, every moment. Is there any greater miracle than that? Called Vorenu v'mekrenu hem nisim ein behem teva v'menhogay shaloylam. Was the Ramban unaware that ours is a world of clear cut forces, rules, laws of nature? Wasn't the Ramban aware that astronomers know 1,000 years in advance when there will be an eclipse, when astronomical phenomena is to be expected? Wasn't the Ramban aware of laws of chemistry, physics, biology, thermodynamics, and everything in the realm of nature? Of course the Ramban was aware. The Ramban was one of the greatest scholars and thinkers of his generation, thoroughly versed in the sciences, and not only in the greatness of Torah. But the message that Ramban intends to convey is HaKadosh Baruch Hu levadoi Hu takev v'bal yecholes v'bal hakochot kulam ein oid melvadoi. The laws of nature are merely tools created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoytze bereishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could create a million worlds, each with its own unique set of natural laws. A million worlds each with a different set of laws of physics, chemistry, biology, astronomy, the entire spectrum of laws of nature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could also create a world that is totally void of laws of nature, a world which will act and react in a spontaneous fashion, the only factor being the direct Ritzoin Hashem. Everything is within the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'enoy de melvadri. Laws of nature have no inertia. They have no koyach of their own. There is no other force in the universe besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is the one that created the laws of nature. He is the one that keeps them going. He is the one, Beretzoinoy HaPoshut, that governs the world with its many laws of nature. That is the message of the Ramban, called Vorenu v'mikrenu hem nisim. There are supernatural nisim, but the greatest of all the miracles is the miracle of nature. And that is what we have to appreciate, that is what we have to learn from Anisim ha-gedolim v'ha-mevasomim, and that is the reason it is so important that we remember the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Ramban gives us another most important principle, the Tachlis HaBriya. Ein le'elyon chefetz v'tachtoinim ki im shi'eda ha'adam v'yodeh le'elokov shebaroi. Man should know, and man should offer thanks and gratitude. He should be aware, and he should thank and sing the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein le'elyon chefetz v'tachtoinim ki im shi'eda ha'adam v'yodeh le'elokov shebaroi. The Ramban had it all figured out. Hundreds of magnificent works have been composed and written, trying to explain Tachlis HaBriya. According to the Ramban, it's extremely simple. Sheyeda Adam v'yodeh le'elokav shebaro. Ve'idach pirusha zil gemora. All the rest is commentary. Those are the two principles we find in the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo, both explaining why it is so central in our Torah, Zecher Liyitziat Mitzrayim. Yehiratzim, we should all know every moment of our lives, Sheneida v'Shenodeh, we should be aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's majesty, of His love, His compassion, and the fact that He and He alone governs everything that happens in the entirety of creation. And we should sing the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the Tachlis HaBriya. It is not only the Ramban, but the Novi Yeshayahu that says in Perek Mem Gimel, Amzu Yotzarti Li Tihilosi Yisaperu. I think that the Radak or the Eben Ezra, one of the Prashinim on the spot, say, Amzu Yatzarti Li Kidei Shetihilosi Yisaperu. So reading this parsha of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we should always be aware. Min Anisim HaGadolim V'Anistor V'Amifursomim Odomoyde B'Nisim Anistorim. We should see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in natural phenomena, in everything surrounding us, in the trees, in the breeze, in our children's eyes, in their laughter, in everything, everything we see and experience, we should be aware. It is all Miyad Hashem. We should sing the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu every moment of our lives, and thus we will be fulfilling our destiny and the Tachlis HaBriya. Ki yameitzeischem me'eretz Mitzrayim, arenu neflois, bebi'as goel tzedek, b'mheiro, v'yomenu, amen.